This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه. Week of Ramadan has passed, and where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, close to the end of time, time will crumple, and you know, a year will seem like perhaps a month perhaps like a week perhaps like a day, and so on. So this is something that we feel. I feel it because the year has passed so quickly. I vividly recall last Ramadan. We had restrictions due to the coronavirus. And in fact, today I want to start off by addressing the issue of the coronavirus. I've had messages from lots of people in India saying that please pray for us because there are many cases and many deaths, and there is a lot happening. People are frightened. People are struggling with anxiety. My brothers and sisters, if you test positive, it's not the end of the world. No need to panic. Inshallah, take it in your stride. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open your doors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you. Allah will grant you shifa. Allah will grant you shifa. That's one thing you need to remember. So it's not the end of the world if you test positive. You need to know that very few people would actually then die as a result. But you must make sure that you have taken your medication. I, for one, actually, especially if I've been out and I come back, I like to do the steaming, subhanAllah, because it's very important that we take care of our health. We have an issue when it comes to taking precautions. Some people say that if you're taking precautions, your iman is weak. That is nonsense, subhanAllah. We're taught to take precautions, subhanAllah. And we must make sure that we take these precautions because it is part and parcel of our duty unto Allah regarding us. So, yes, this is live. Actually, I'm watching the comments, and in fact, the connection from Zimbabwe is terrible. I think we do have some of the worst internet, perhaps. And I normally don't like to go live anymore because of that, subhanAllah. No, it's not pre-recorded. Someone's saying it's pre-recorded there. It's actually a live session, mashallah. So my brothers and sisters, speaking about the coronavirus, people are saying the numbers are increasing, especially in India and in some other countries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of you, wherever you are. Remember precautions. You know, we are in the month of Ramadan. People are actually going to the masajid, which is a good thing. I have been to the masjid. I've been leading the salah. I've been delivering lectures, but we have been taking some level of precautions. So we do put on the mask wherever we can. And at the same time, we also try our best to keep a little bit of a distance between ourselves, and we don't shake hands and hug and embrace. We also use a sanitizer. Now, I know there are people who are saying so much about it. You can't do this. You're a Muslim. Where's your belief in Allah? All this is part and parcel of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many people are being affected. It's not only about dying. It's also about your health being affected negatively long term. People are actually being affected in such a way that they don't know what's hit them. And some people have so many different effects that are lingering after they have been cured of this virus. So we ask Allah to help us all. Remember, while we are excited about the masajid being open, the lockdowns being lifted and so on, remember to be responsible. Just be a little responsible. I've had so many people regret their irresponsible behavior, and they keep telling me, please let the people know. Just be a little responsible. It's not going to be nice when you lose your loved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and grant us goodness. So I'm just going to go through a few of these comments, seeing that this is live tonight. It's the 8th boost, and I'm sitting here in Zimbabwe, and I'm actually looking at the comments and speaking to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant cure to everyone, Yes, may he protect all of us. Someone is saying, MashaAllah, Jazakumullah khair. You are the best. No, we all are the best if we do the right things. Alhamdulillah, Ramadan Barak to all. And someone is saying, please answer me. I mean, answer me for what? What is the question? That's the thing. If it's very long, I won't be able to read it because there are so many fasts. The messages are going very fast. That was one message saying, if I've eaten accidentally, what should I do? Ignore it and continue fasting. Stop as soon as you remember and continue fasting. The fast is correct. I have a kids series that I've done this year. And in that, I have one which is entitled, What If I've Eaten? What If I Forgot That I Was Fasting? So watch that, although it's for children, but you may benefit from it. What is your first language? Someone said fast language. Okay, the first language is English, subhanAllah. That's my, you can call it mother tongue, depending on what exactly the term mother tongue means. It's the language that you grew up with completely. So my brothers and sisters, let's talk about how quickly Ramadan is moving. I want to know from you, how much have you done? What dedication have you put in place for the month of Ramadan? What are you doing? 7 days are gone, 8th Taraweeh, subhanAllah. And how much of the Quran have you covered? What have you been doing? Subhanallah. In some ways, in fact, it's the 9th. So 8 fasts gone, and this is the 9th. Someone is saying, I'm 10 years old, I've fasted. Alhamdulillah, may Allah protect you and grant you goodness. I don't want Ramadan to finish. Someone says, well, you can continue after Ramadan with the 6 fasts of Shawwal and with the 13th, 14th, 15th fast of every lunar month, as well as the Mondays and the Thursdays, which are Sunnah fasts. Alhamdulillah. So that's a good thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for that. If you don't want the month to end, and none of us want the month to end, but we need to continue with the link that we've developed with the Quran, with our extra prayers. Perhaps you can read your sunnah and nafil, and you can also, you know, people are asking questions, but it's moving very fast for me. Someone saying your eyes are red. Yes, I'm pretty exhausted. I've been doing quite a lot, and at the same time, we have to take care of our health, and we have to make sure that we hydrate ourselves at night. Right now here, the time is probably just past, in fact, almost 10:30 in Zimbabwe, if I'm not mistaken. That having been said, my brothers and sisters, I'm sure we're all in different time zones. We're all in different time zones. So those in the UK are still fasting. May Allah make it easy for you. Those in the Southern Hemisphere probably have ended their fast, especially towards the East. Some in Australia, perhaps you've gotten up for the fast of the following day. So alhamdulillah, that's Allah's plan. At any given time, some people are starting the fast, and at any given time, some people are actually ending the fast. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from every single one of us. Remember, Ramadan is a month of change. There's no point in saying, I love Ramadan and I want this month to continue, when all night we're playing games, because many people spend their nights playing games with their friends and they gather together. Some people gather with the cigars and the shishas and so on. That's, they actually have done better than that. Utilize these beautiful days for ibadah. Utilize them for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's how we would be able to benefit or maximize the benefit, and we wouldn't have regret. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease. Now, there was a question that, Sheikh, you are posting so many, you are posting so many videos every day. Can you please tell us more about, which videos are more important? I think if you look at the Hope series, that is very important. If you look at the Boost, the idea of the Boost is, when I have delivered a live talk in a masjid, I think I try to record it with my phone and I try to post it thereafter on YouTube in order for people to have benefited from what we call Ramadan Boost, which means it's a live talk that happened on that day and we happened to then upload it onto YouTube. This one here, I'm calling it a Boost too, because it is live. I'm speaking to you. I can see your comments. But the juz a day is something you can follow. We have the translation and transliteration courtesy of myquran.live. MyQuran.live is a beautiful YouTube page which I suggest you subscribe to, where they have served the Ummah by presenting the Quran with the transliteration and translation in many languages. The project is ongoing. I'm sure your language would be there. If not, please subscribe to them. Let them know you want to add this language. They would add the language. You can use your phone and be able to benefit from. What's also of importance is to make use of, I want to benefit from the juz a day. So you can actually listen to both of those, and you need to know the timing. You can either watch it live when it's coming out, or you can watch it later on. So there is a lot, I agree, but you need to know where you fit in. The Hope series, if you fit into that, you can listen to that live every evening when it's released. The Boost, if you want that, it may not be there every day, the Boost, but subhanAllah, the Boost will definitely be there every so often whenever I have delivered that lecture. And if not, my brother is saying it's actually an internet connection of Econet, which is probably a terrible, terrible, terrible network here in Zimbabwe, working properly, even though they charge an arm and a leg. And I don't mean to complain, but I hope that the message can get to whoever service and admit that you can't do it. So that is something proper, live session. So this is the real voice, if you can hear me or you cannot hear me. I had a thought of connecting or perhaps uploading this speech later on YouTube, but the way the internet is playing up, I don't think it's a good idea. So my brothers and sisters, I just wanted to say, let's be responsible regarding the virus. Let's pray for those who are affected. Don't think that it's not going to come to you, and you don't know what is going to happen if you were to be affected, and you don't know what would happen if your loved ones were going to be affected, whether they would survive it or not. So always play it safe. Always play it safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. So those of you who don't want to take any precautions whatsoever, I'd suggest you change your mind there, and at least you behaved responsibly. That is part of your duty unto Allah. You know, that is part of your duty unto Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all goodness and ease. Those who are sick and ill from amongst you, may Allah give you cure. Those who have lost loved ones, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant those who've passed on Jannatul Firdaus, and may He make it easy for you. Inshallah, I have a few trips and a few journeys that I will be making in the next few days, but I'll try my best to remain in touch with you, not only on this platform, but perhaps also on Instagram. Last year, I remember doing live sessions on Instagram, which were interactive because the internet connection was slightly better. This year, the internet connections are terrible, terrible, actually unacceptable from Zimbabwe. So I have abstained from doing these live sessions because I don't want to keep on asking what you said and what you didn't say. So that's the reason why I have not done those live sessions. Today, I thought of trying it out and seeing if maybe it might be slightly better, but unfortunately, it is still very poor. A lot of the people making dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant ease. Someone says the vaccine contains pork. No, it doesn't. That's not true. And we need to make sure that we don't just become theorists of conspiracies, because then you just lag behind. Yes, we will thoroughly verify things, but we won't, just say things out of what the conspiracy theorists say. That's a topic on its own. I don't wish to go there. No one's forcing you to have the vaccine at all. But whatever you do, behave responsibly, because behaving responsibly is a duty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really protect us. Now, I know a lot of you must have lost. I see someone saying the vaccine is for depopulation. I mean, I really feel sorry for those who just who are stuck by these theories. If you go back to the history of vaccines, you'll find all the time people had these conspiracy theories and so on. Like I said, I'm not saying take it or don't take it. I'm only letting you know that it's not for the depopulation and it's not for all these silly things. People are dying. And people want to do something about it, inshallah. Whatever you can. I, for one, like I said, I still believe firmly in the black seed oil. The few droplets actually in the nostril going down to the back actually helps so much because it's to do with your lungs and breathing, subhanAllah. So my brothers and sisters, that is very important for you to be able to breathe correctly and for you to be able to steam and ensure that a little bit of that black seed vapor goes into your lungs. That's a sunnah remedy and it's really interesting, it's good. The steaming is also extremely important. Now, let's get back to Ramadan. I think we're going to be meeting again when Ramadan is almost going to be ending. Because if 1 week has gone by, trust me, before you know it, the second and third and fourth weeks will already pass. And subhanAllah, it's just going to go and we're going to say, Ramadan went. So make the most of it. People are asking me about my email address and so on. Actually, I cannot respond to more than just a few emails a day. And I receive thousands of mails, thousands of requests. I've received thousands of requests of people telling me, please, can you do a 2-minute video? Can you support our cause? Can you help this? Can you talk about this? Can you help our organization? Can you give us a talk for fundraising? Can you join our Zoom class? I've received thousands and thousands of such messages. Firstly, I don't charge. I do not charge. Secondly, is I am unable to respond to all of those. In fact, my program, my own program, is so challenging this Ramadan that I'm not able to answer many messages. I don't answer the bulk of my messages, phones. Everything will happen after Ramadan if Allah wills. So that's what it is. Everything will happen after Ramadan. If you don't receive a reply from me, please forgive me. I'm just a human being and I'm unable to reply. I'm unable to read all the messages. I'm unable to actually hear all the voice notes that people send me sometimes. So alhamdulillah, you have to understand that we're just human. You must make sure that you benefit from other scholars as well. You benefit from those around you. Just today, someone asked me a question to help them in some arbitration. And I said, you know what? It's best to get help from those around you, those who know you well, and so on. That is extremely important. So please forgive me for that. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all goodness. I've started the kids series. I think we've received a lot of good feedback. And I'm thinking of continuing a kids series even after Ramadan, where we can talk to the children and we can explain to them a few concepts of Islam and a few teachings in a very simple way. So if you have suggestions, you may drop an email or you may actually comment about that. And inshallah, we'll try to benefit from what you're saying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan a huge, huge success. Now, my brothers and sisters, remember one thing. The good days, we never know if they're going to come back. So make the most of them. That's also a very good message. I don't know if I'm going to see the end of Ramadan. I don't know if I will see the next Ramadan. So I must make use of every single day that I have. And inshallah, in that way, I would be able to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a little bit of hope that I tried my best and I did well. Someone's asking me about music. What I suggest you do is you replace it with the Quran. The Quran is the best. We're in the month of Ramadan, and to be able to listen to the melodious words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala filled with cure, with meaning, with a lot of goodness, then that is really amazing. And that would be so beneficial. But if you're going to listen to something that is futile, something that's not beneficial at all, you're wasting your Ramadan and you're wasting your days. So let's not do that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to recite the Quran, to look at the Quran with the meaning and try our best to learn it and put it into practice, understand it, and teach others as well. So, with this, I think I will call it a night and we'll end it here. I think the connection has been terrible. I've complained about it so much in my live. I also think, my brothers and sisters, that the reason why I'm letting you know that the network is terrible is for you to understand why I don't come live anymore. Like I say, we don't trust the networks, you know. They'll charge you, but they won't deliver the goods. That's how bad it is. But alhamdulillah, at least we have a little bit of it. Mashallah. Someone's asking, how can I earn Jannatul Firdaus? And they've put like so many exclamation marks. My brother or sister, you don't earn Jannah by putting exclamation marks on your comment. You earn Jannah by working hard for it, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and constantly seek forgiveness and ask Allah for Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to work towards it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to earn Jannatul Firdaus through His mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us all there. Also, you know, Ramadan is a month of trying to resolve your matters. If you have outstanding matters with your brethren, try to resolve them if you can. If you cannot, at least the trial would be registered next to your name and you won't regret that. So my brothers and sisters, with this, we come to an end. Shukran for all your comments there. I can see them. There are so many questions. Someone from Abu Dhabi, someone asking me about coffee, someone asking me about... Oh, someone from New York there, mashallah, yeah. Love from New York. If I accidentally ate something, I've already spoken about that and I've done a whole video in the kids series about that, subhanallah. Yeah, I see so many comments. I don't feel like actually leaving because I'd like to read these comments. Look, from Bangladesh and from so many other places, from India. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you, all of you from Canada. And grant us all goodness and ease. I must go, inshallah. We will meet again, perhaps tomorrow at a similar time, if Allah wills. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.